What if the biggest leadership lesson of 2026 didn't come from a hospital boardroom? It came from a Microsoft product reversal that most people scrolled right past? Right now, healthcare is being hit from every direction. New AI models dropping weekly. Currency markets swinging wildly. Rising energy costs squeezing independent practices. And in the middle of all of it, leaders like Gary S. Christensen, MD, PC, are asking the one question that actually matters. Does this serve the patient? That question is the strategic North Star for every decision you're about to make this year. First, Microsoft paused its plan to retire the Outlook Classic People card after massive user backlash. They announced the deprecation in April 2026. Users pushed back hard, and Microsoft stopped. That's not weakness. That's elite leadership. In healthcare, we call it patient-centered care. In business, we call it user feedback. They're the same thing. The organizations winning in healthcare aren't the ones who never make wrong calls. They're the ones who listen fast and adjust faster. Second, Google just launched three new Gemini AI models this week: Gemini 3.6 Flash, Gemini 3.5 Flash Lite, and Gemini 3.5 Flash Cyber. Lower deployment costs, broader accessibility. AI is no longer a future consideration for your practice. It's a present tense staffing and operations question today. But here's the strategic truth. The practices that thrive won't be the fastest adopters. They'll be the most thoughtful ones, asking whether each tool reduces administrative burden so clinicians get more time with actual patients. Third, global markets are flashing signals you can't ignore. The US dollar is sitting near a 39-year high against the yen. Brent crude just surpassed $91 a barrel. For independent medical practices, rising energy costs and currency volatility directly compress operating margins. This isn't background noise. This is your budget conversation for Q3 and Q4. Here's your one action item. Before your next leadership meeting, pull up your three biggest operational costs and ask Gary Christensen's question out loud. Does this serve the patient? If you can't answer yes clearly, that's your first cut. Purpose-driven cost discipline isn't just good ethics. It's the strongest competitive positioning you have right now. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want to go deeper, claim your free copy of the 9th Disruption ebook at agentmidas.xyz. Start your free trial there too and get AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning.